Well, here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page with Pleasantville Activities Director Tara Williams to discuss Pleasantville Hall of Fame festivities that will be happening on Friday and this year's new Pleasantville Hall of Fame class. Tara, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with me today to discuss this new Hall of Fame class. But let's start off a little bit. Just give us a little background on what the Pleasantville Hall of Fame is and really why you guys do this.
Yeah, so it was created to show like a lasting tribute to those who have brought honor to themselves, our school, and the community. They look for a few different things to honor Pleasantville graduates who have distinguished themselves in life after high school, to honor students who have accomplished extraordinary feats in extracurricular activities and athletics, and to honor those who've made significant contributions to the Pleasantville School District over a period of time.
You know, and to talk about, you know, this year's Hall of Fame class specifically, you know, going to be four inductees. I was researching them a little bit throughout the week, you know, as we get ready for Friday. But just kind of talk about, give us a brief little bit of background on each one of these, this year's inductees.
Sure. So we have one team and three individuals. The 1973 football team, they were extremely talented. They went 9-0. And earned a berth to the state playoffs just the second year Iowa had actually implemented postseason football, so only four teams qualified statewide. Their run came to an end in the semifinals against the eventual state champions, but they hold a pretty special place in Trojan football history for that. And then Rodney White was the class of 1982. He's an accomplished musician and also one of Iowa's most respected visual storytellers. He was a talented tuba player at PHS and actually was in the University of Iowa marching band. He worked for the Des Moines Register for years, earning numerous national honors and photography awards. His work led him to documenting major state, national, and global events. He's gone and worked in Afghanistan, Greece, and China. In the Olympics, he's known for his impactful work with RAGBRAI and the use of video and drone storytelling. His pictures have been all over the world. So we're very fortunate to have had him as a graduate here. Also, Coach Jan Haugen, he started coaching in Pleasantville in 1984 and was here for over 24 years. He compiled a 552-298 record in softball. He went to the state tournament three different times in 1984, 86, and 87. He had numerous awards as Coach of the Year in different divisions. He is in the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Softball Hall of Fame. He wanted everything he did. He's also coached basketball here several times. He's come back and coached for us. He's actually coaching our eighth grade girls basketball team right now. So just having his leadership and all of his knowledge, I try to tell some of our eighth grade girls, he's actually forgotten more about basketball than most people ever know. And the same could definitely be true for softball. And he's a staple at all of our softball games still to this day, even though he's not coaching. So we are definitely still benefiting from him and all of his talents. The last inductee is Amy Miller Wood. She's probably one of the most decorated athletes that we've ever had. She excelled in softball, basketball, and golf, and had a ridiculous amount of state honors in each of those. She also holds career records for the most points in basketball and most points in a game. She was a two-time sectional and regional medalist in golf, placed fifth at state as a sophomore, and was state individual champion in her senior year. She also was the leader of the girls' golf team that placed as a team. She went to Simpson and golfed there and had numerous accolades there. And then after that, she went to the University of Colorado to obtain her physician's assistant degree and has been working in that for over 25 years. So another just really good representative of what it means to be a Trojan.
And Tara, talk about some details of what Friday night's going to look like. Obviously, that's going to be the, you know, the night that we honor these four new inductees. Talk about that evening a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. We've changed a few things over the years with how that works to make it a little bit more public for folks. So we'll have a social hour on Friday night starting at 5 p.m. in our events center. And we'll have all of them set up so that folks can come in and visit with them and congratulate them. We'll have some appetizers and things like that just so that they can visit. And then at halftime of the girls game, they'll actually be inducted and receive their plaques and things like that. So all their family and friends will be here for that. And we're really looking forward to a big crowd just to give them, you know, the recognition they deserve for all that they've done for Pleasantville, not only athletics, but activities in general.
Yeah, and Tara, too, with so many successful Pleasantville athletes and students and teams in the past, you know, what's the, you know, this is a few years old now and a lot of schools are doing it statewide. What's kind of the process like as you determine new inductees?
Yeah, so anybody can be nominated and anybody can nominate. We have a form for that on our school website, or someone could reach out to me directly and we compile all of that information together. We have a Hall of Fame committee and they meet probably anywhere from 4 to 6 times and talk about the nominations and what that looks like. We narrow it down in several votes. They vote and then I kind of, and Kennedy Core, our activities assistant, has been involved this year, so that's been a wonderful addition. And she has helped with that, and she'll be doing some of the communications and media part of that, so that's been really fun. So you can look for some things like that to come out. But the committee votes a few different times and narrows things down, and then I just kind of tabulate all of their information and we go from there. Try to make sure that it really encompasses like all of the different ways that you can get in, not just athletics. So we're kind of unique with that at Pleasantville. A lot of schools just have an athletic one, but ours really is community, a distinguished graduate, like really try to encompass all things Pleasantville.
Well, Tara, before we close, you know, if somebody's never been to this before, you know, just your encouragement for people to, you know, show up on Friday night, support, you know, Pleasantville athletics and activities and just those distinguished who are going to be inducted into the Pleasantville Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I would absolutely encourage folks to come out on Friday night, come to the event center for social hour and visit and give them all the congratulations. And then come to the basketball game, cheer on the Trojans and see them get inducted and actually get their plaques.
That's Pleasantville Activities Director Tara Williams joining us on today's Lady Radio Sports page.